Hey everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. I'm your host, Scott Klein. With me today is Matthew Hicks. Matthew, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right, glad to have you here, because we're going to talk about, we've had quite a few shows on Azure Data Lake, Azure Data Lake Analytics and Store and things like that. You're here to, you know, how do we work with this stuff from a client perspective, right?
Yep.
So before we get into that, why don't you take a second and introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Matthew Hicks. I'm a program manager on the big data team here at Microsoft, and I work on Data Lake Analytics and Data Lake Store.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. All right, so let's just jump in, right?
Yeah.
So we've got Azure Data Lake Store, Azure Data Lake Analytics. You know, we know that, you know, probably hook up Visual Studio, but really, how do we work with this from a client perspective?
Yeah, so when you're a user of Data Lake Analytics or Data Lake Store, you want to make sure that whatever tools you use to automate all the things that you deal with have the same set of functionality as what you're used to in the portal or Data Lake tools for Visual Studio, all those entry points you want to be able to automate. So
yep.
If we're looking at all the functionality that analytics has in SDKs and all these other tools, we're looking at account management, we're looking at data sources, compute for jobs, catalog items, all the things that you're used to with Data Lake Analytics, you'll be able to automate using the SDKs.
Right.
And similarly for Store, account management, transferring data, security, and any file ingress or egress or file content
right.
management you can do.
Okay.
And so this is the big map, the big set of things that you can do with the SDKs and APIs. Your application, the orange box there, can be written on any of these platforms. So if you're a Windows user, you're typically going to be writing things that work against PowerShell if you want a quick scripting environment or solution for you. .NET SDK, if you want to be able to develop applications for your users in your company or for yourself to be able to automate things.
So I can go right from the application using .NET right into Azure Data Lake Store.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
And if you're a Linux or Mac user, then the Crossplat CLI for the scripting solutions or the Node.js SDK or the Java SDK are also options for you. And one thing I didn't highlight here is also the REST APIs, the very bottom bar. So all of these things, all the functionality in PowerShell or the portal or Java SDK, all this stuff can also be done directly against our REST APIs.
So I could go, I don't have to go through the, you know, .NET SDK, I can go right through like a REST API to talk to me. Okay.
Exactly, yeah. All
right. Oh yeah, like you see here.
Yep.
Sweet. All right, love that.
Cool, awesome. So yeah, if we're talking about REST endpoints, so all this stuff is very documented on Azure.com as well as on GitHub. We have five main endpoints, three for analytics, management, jobs, and catalog. So those will be the main endpoints you'll use if you're writing your RESTful applications. And then for Store, we have management and file system. One thing about file system there, it says Web HDFS. That means that we actually use the same kind of APIs as what the open source community is used to when they're developing Hadoop applications against HDFS and file systems.
So there's some similarity there, that they're going from one platform to another. The similarities in the calls and APIs will be very similar to them.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So if you're talking about .NET SDKs, the two packages you're going to care about are called Analytics and Store. And the details are below here about exactly where to get these packages on NuGet.org. But you'll be able to get these .NET SDK packages and get going right away. And we can demo that later.
Okay, cool. So yeah, so this is essentially, hey, like you fire up Visual Studio, hit the NuGet Package Manager console and install package and get ready, up and going.
Okay. Exactly. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. And then here's where you'll go to look at any additional information. We have a lot of samples, a lot of demos, and links to all of our main documentation as well right here.
Yeah. Go back a slide. Okay. Yeah. So are all of these, like everything we've talked about so far, are they in preview or in the GA? What's the status of these?
So that's a good question. So all these things are in preview. Data Lake Analytics and Store as a service, they're in preview right now.
Okay.
And as we go to GA, some of these services and tools will also go to GA as
okay,
well.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're still taking feedback along the kind of features and functionality in there?
Definitely.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right.
Awesome.
Demo time?
Yeah, absolutely.
Woo!
Yeah.
All right.
So let me show a demo. So this is.
Let's
see how I can get this over here.
There we go.
Ooh. All right. So here's what I have. I have an application that's already written and ready to go. But basically, what I did first is I went to the NuGet Package Manager and I installed some packages. A lot of these things you see a lot here. A lot of these are dependencies that'll automatically get pulled in.
Okay.
When you get these packages, but the two that you'll care about are Analytics and Store.
Okay.
And then I also have Store Uploader here. Store Uploader is actually a unique one. It actually is a package that is built upon our Store SDK that deals with high throughput file upload. If that's what you're
Yeah, we saw that on one of the slides. This allows me to do almost mass storage upload
into the
data lake store. Okay.
Yeah. So once you have these packages installed, and then you have one more for authentication if you're wanting to sort of have the user interactively authenticate.
Okay.
So what I have here is I have an application that just, for demo purposes, it's one big main function. So we can just walk through a little bit.
Right.
I just set up my initial values. With any, Azure application, you'll deal with your subscription ID, and just helps it be informed of which subscription is being used. We also have some things that are necessary to set up authentication. And then here I have my ADLS, my Data Lake Store, and my Data Lake Analytics account names here, just so my application knows which one to use. I'm saying, I'm uploading from this local folder. Here's the path where I'm uploading to, since I'm going to upload some data in my application.
Okay.
And I'm actually authenticating here. Now I have a commented out block here, and I'll explain the difference between these two. This block of code will actually authenticate the end user of the application so that they're the ones logging in, they're the ones whose permissions will be checked when they're accessing the data or doing anything like that.
Okay.
But if I'm developing an application where, let's say, I want a program that will kick off every night at midnight, and I want it to have permissions of its own so that, as a service principal or service account, then I would use this kind of block. And you'll notice that it has a client secret, which is kind of like a password for the application. And so our documentation online kind of walks through how to set that all up.
Set that up. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so what I do is the very first step in any application is creating the clients that'll talk to the service.
Mm-hmm.
And so this will do that. It basically creates... This is overkill. It actually creates all the different clients that we support for those five endpoints. I'm only using two of them in the application, but here's a good example. The application will get script contents. So this is an example of how to use our analytics SDK to sort of look at the job history of my analytics account and get the script that was actually run for a certain job ID.
Right.
And so this is that job ID.
Okay.
And then what I want to do, just as an example, is upload a file. So this uses the Data Lake Store file ingress API.
Yeah, the uploader.
Mm-hmm. And then this will just upload that data. And then we have just a little snippet where it shows the file output once the content was uploaded. And so we'll just go ahead and run that and see how that goes.
Okay. Now, is this a sample that people can, is this up on MSDN, kind of that sample, or?
Yes.
So
this is actually a subset of the big, hero tutorial that we have on Azure.com for Data Lake Store and analytics. And so this will sort of walk through both of those
things. All right. So this is a combination of stuff that you've taken from off of MSDN. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. So what it's doing now is let me actually drag this window over. So what you just saw was sort of the authentication pop-up window, and that's sort of because the end user of my application is the one logging in.
Right.
And so let me just drag this console window over.
Done.
And so what it's doing now is saying it's creating the clients, done. It's actually grabbing the script contents using that job API that I mentioned.
Okay.
And so here's the script that ran on that one day. So this is one of those APIs of many. So you could actually write an application that automates job submission or anything else.
Right.
Now I'm actually uploading a file from my local file system, and it's saying done. And then it's going to show the contents of that file. It's a very simple, two column, one row file.
Yeah.
Very simple file.
Right.
And then so that's sort of each of the segments in the program.
Okay. Is that hopefully I'm not wrong? Is that USQL in the script?
Yes, that's actually USQL.
Okay. Cool.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Sweet. All right. And so you essentially, and I love this example, maybe this is something that we make available for people, maybe on code.msdn or something like that, they can go through that, right?
Yeah.
Or, they download from the show or something like that. Because I think this is a great way for people to get started very easily with the SDK. Is the Java and Node, is just as similar and easy to get started with?
Yeah, so you'll notice that through any of our SDKs, they follow the same sort of programming pattern where you have the clients, you use the client to submit the calls and do all the actions. But they're actually very, very similar.
Okay.
The only differences are only just artifacts of the language differences.
Cool. Awesome. Cool. Any nuances? I mean, what do we need to know? Again, this is probably the 50,000-foot view of how to use these, and we'd love to have you come back and maybe talk about a little deeper scenarios. But, are there any nuances, anything we need to know about using these?
No, I mean, we are in a public preview, a gated public preview stage as the services. So if you're interested in, and you haven't used Data Lake yet and you want to sign up, there's a lot of more information on aka.ms/Azure Data Lake. And you'll be able to sign up for the preview there.
Yeah, is that the URL you got?
Yeah, let's see if we can pull it back up.
Yep,
yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So they can get started here and to start getting information about how to start using the APIs and the SDKs.
Definitely.
Awesome. Yep. Matthew, cool. Thanks for coming. This
Thank
is
you.
Very good.
Thank you.
So I would love to have you come back because I think this is a great way just to, you know what, just a few lines of code you showed, you know, how to, you know, up, you know, get started, create the clients, things like that. But we'd love to have you come back and do maybe a little more deeper, you know, things like, you know, how are people using this kind of in production, things like that, right?
Yeah, sounds great.
Awesome. All right, everybody, very interesting show. Love it. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks.